Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yes, it's Pod Squad time, and every Tuesday afternoon we review a podcast to see if it's audio gold or audio garbage. This week I'm joined by my Pod Squad, Sarah Jane Tobin, editor of rollercoaster.ie, and Off the Ball's Cameron Hill. They're here to tell me about Broomgate, a curling scandal.
The year 2015. The place, South Korea. Olympic gold medalist Brad Guju walks into a rink and discovers something explosive about a new piece of equipment.
When we were in Korea and we tested it out, that's when it really struck us. These are stronger.
What Brad would learn that day about this new piece of equipment would forever change how a 500-year-old sport was played.
The thought crossed our mind. They were aware of this and they hit it.
And this mysterious new piece of equipment? A broom. A performance-enhancing broom.
Cameron, what is this podcast about?
So this is hosted by John Cullen, who is a self-professed curling fanatic. And
Canadian.
Yeah, Canadian, absolutely. And and he basically tells the story of how in 2015 there was a new broom material brought in to the sport of curling that basically made it somewhat unfair. So Brad Guju, who is in that clip there, was being outplayed by anyone. He was the number one player in the world and was being outplayed by like people from South Korea, which was completely unheard of at the time. And they thought it was down to this new broom.
Made a brush, literally.
It's specifically the brush, exactly.
Now, before you go any further, did you know anything about curling?
I'm going to be honest with you, Andrew. Yeah. I hadn't a notion.
No,
what
I had to
was.
Google it.
If anyone went down my YouTube channel right now, they'd be very confused. But yeah. I will say, like, they're athletes. Like, these guys are, they're built
I
like
don't
houses.
Know. Now, is this a sport? Is that in another question to
well,
start off with, right?
Well, they train a lot, like you can tell.
And that's something that struck me early on, is that everybody who listened to this, and I was the same, was listening to it and a kind of, curling. Come on, lads.
Well, sorry, first of all, right, so I thought, like, I thought this was the game. First of all, I thought it was some form of, you know, ice hockey that you watch. And then I thought it was similar to, I don't even know what they're called, but I described them as like, the foosball table where people are
air hockey.
Yeah, thank you. So it's
really,
not that.
No.
So then I googled it and I found out. So this is where people run along the ice and there's, I don't know, like a plate type
thing. Huge big men running around like Cinderella with brushes.
And they're basically sweeping the ice in front of this thing.
Yeah. I mean, sure, if you've seen like shuffleboard or boules, it's not like massively far away from those. You know, the one where they have the metal balls and they roll it and they're trying to get the target down at the end. So
I knew very little.
Relatives of each other, but I suppose you go in and you think curling, what the hell, but like it brings up the whole thing that all sports are all kind of faintly ridiculous anyway. Like even if you change one letter and it's hurling, if you showed that to a Canadian, they might go, what are you doing? Just leave the ball on the ground, why are you picking it up?
Okay, so did you know anything about this with your sports background?
I wouldn't have really know. You know of it, but I've never sat down and watched an entire, I think they're called a set or runs in
the game
in
of hurling,
in
if
curling,
we want to call it that.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd never really watched it. I wouldn't be a huge winter sports person, anybody, and Ireland isn't generally, so never really came onto
my
radar.
So you and I, Sarah Jane, then seem to be more in the same category on this. Knew very little. Well, sure, sorry, we didn't know what it was.
I'll be honest, like, I listened to the first maybe three episodes of this without actually Googling what it was, because I had to then. Yeah. And I was like, okay, this is getting ridiculous now, because they're having meetings and underground bunker meetings and all, and I was like, what is going on? And it was very entertaining in certain respects. Like, I mean, it was, John Cullen's a very good storyteller. And
he's incredible,
he seems to have really good connections. Like, he managed to bring in, you know, the inventor, quote unquote, who shall remain anonymous. Did they ever actually?
No. And they never say
they
who
never
created
say
this
who
new
they,
broom.
But he has the manufacturers on. He has Brad Guju on. He has his mate, who he convinces to try it. And I mean, he's all the big players. And then he has the fans, and it's all interspersed with live kind of audio from the events where people are just outraged.
So sorry, how many episodes first of all?
There's six episodes.
Okay, I only started listening yesterday. Yeah. I've listened to three.
Yeah,
I found it quite addictive.
They're like 25, 26 minutes long. They're not that bad.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's just
it's just right.
Length.
You know, you go for your walk in the evening, boom, done. Yeah. But yeah, I did have to look it up after a while because I was getting completely confused.
Well, I got to the end of the third episode last night and I had to start Googling what is curling.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Because it does get a little bit technical.
Yeah.
And then they start kind of talking. One of the things, I don't know, Cameron, I'm not really big in sports and big in Gab, but it did kind of remind me of the community spirit in GAA.
Yeah.
A little bit, because it's very much gentleman's agreement kind of stuff.
I had
right?
no idea there's no refs.
No,
That completely bamboozled me when I heard it, that they just completely self-govern it and it's about fair play and calling your own marks and stuff. And
so this is why it all went absolutely belly up, because everyone else was like, everyone was kind of refereeing and adjudicating themselves.
Yeah.
Very
pretty
strange.
Much. Yeah.
And so the brooms are the hurleys, effectively.
Effectively, yeah. And you could see if, like, a similar thing happened in hurling where it made, like, it's basically how this changed the sport is essentially if you had like a golf club that ruined the course afterwards and made it so that it had completely changed. Again, I'm not going to go into the specifics and the science around curling because it's well worth listening, because as you say, John is a really good storyteller throughout and breaks it down into really consumable chunks. But what's very important to point out about this pod is that it's not really about curling. It's more about technology and how far can we take technology, and is it worth losing the soul of a sport, and what makes a sport attractive in the first place. That's what I loved about it. It
was
this thing that it just created this huge fracture, and thankfully there was a good resolution. We won't spoil it, but it was a happy ever after sort
as in
of scenario.
Why? Do we find out who made the broom?
We don't. No.
No, you never do.
You never find out.
You do what we
well,
do
how
know.
How do we get a resolution then?
Oh, can't
all right, but don't tell us.
Yeah, you have to follow on.
Sorry, so, like, we do know that the manufacturers brought it onto Dragon's Den.
Yes.
Which was kind of cool. And they got two of the dragons, like, bidding for it and backing it and stuff like that. So that was when it kind of really came. It's called the Hardline Broom. That was when it came out. And, like, everyone's like, oh, gosh, okay, that's what your man's using. And then there were the purists who were, like, wanted to stick with the originals. Yeah. And then the guys who were all, you know, I suppose it's a bit like VAR as well. People kind of saying, like, you know.
It becomes this culture war, yeah.
And do you know what I mean?
What I really enjoyed is that they were talking about this huge, like, friendships were broken and it became this feud. But it's also Canada. So one of those, you know, stereotypical elements of Canada is that even the most fiery of feud is, like, played out really politely.
Yeah, really politely.
Throughout. That's why I loved. It was like, it nearly came to blows. And it's just them kind of having an argument on the side and still apologising.
Did you find there was good, or feel it was good access to guests who could explain this well?
I will be perfectly honest. If I hadn't gone on YouTube, I wouldn't have had a note. I would have been completely lost. I did have to do a little bit of background research.
Yeah.
As I said, like, you know, my son will be at home now looking at the YouTube, kind of going, what was mum
what
doing
was she looking
yesterday?
At? Yeah. Michael Garland is not happy with us today, right? Michael's in Waterford City and he says, Andrea, as a Scotsman in Waterford, you are mocking one of my national sports.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
it's a great game of chess on ice, and it's a professional sport as well.
Yeah,
but apologies,
incredible.
Michael.
It's 500 years old. I think what was it, Scotland?
Yeah, 500 years old sport.
I think John said it was 1511 or something like that.
Yeah, it was the first rock was found that they
the
used.
First rock.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've gone all my lingo now. I'm ready for.
It's big elsewhere then beyond Canada.
Yeah, Norway, Sweden. I think the US are pretty good at it as well. Basically, all your typical winter sports havens. And that's what I loved about this is that it made me rethink about how I'm introduced to a new sport, because we've just come off the back of the Summer Olympics. And when you know enough about, say, rowing or swimming or boxing or the ones that Ireland are particularly good at, you're more receptive to the ones that you haven't come across before. Like, I really enjoyed diving this time at the Summer Games, even though I wouldn't watch diving week in, week out. Whereas because not even, and there are Irish winter Olympians, but because it's not treated in the same way here, maybe I haven't seen curling as much, whereas you should be more open to it and assume that if they are at an elite level and it's an Olympic sport, that they are really good. And the last episode is great because it gives you sort of the ask me anything FAQs about curling.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the things that John details is that, like, these guys, I know it looks like it's just them brushing ice the whole time, but they'd kick your ass in a race. These guys are totally athletes.
And the thing is, and this is another kind of comparison with the GAA, like, it's all for pride. There's very little money in it. I mean, I think Mike, the guy who was testing the hardline, Bruin was saying, I think his team were making 172 grand a year.
Split and there between was the four of them.
Split between the four of them. And like he was a full-time professional curler.
Yeah.
So like it's not, like it is all for pride. So you can kind of see then why, you know, people's emotions and everything are so heavily invested in it. And what kind of starts out as a bit of a stupid thing, really. You kind of go, okay, I can kind of see why they're...
Why it was such a scandal. Yeah. Did you enjoy the podcast? Six episodes.
To be honest, I wouldn't have listened to it.
No, only for I had to.
But it was a good learning experience.
Yeah.
And I did like, I thought John Cullen was really cool the way he presented it and stuff like that.
Well, as I said, I'm only three in and I could very easily listen to the remainder of this.
Definitely.
And I knew very little about it, but it was actually a very interesting podcast and I like to learn something new.
Absolutely. And it's a gateway into other talking points around sport and just that level of community that you don't necessarily come across. Like sport is so microcosmic, but it explains so much about even just Canadian sensibilities and the idea of camaraderie and fair play that are so intrinsic to them. And the idea that they just have to find a solution that's fair for everyone now at this point. That was something that was quite uplifting, actually.
Do you know what made me laugh was when John asked the question about the women's curling team, and apparently the women's curling, it was no kind of argy bargy the way there was with the men's.
Yeah,
women just were
wondered.
Okay, let's just get on with it. Yeah. You know the way. Yeah. The guys took it very, very.
Another listener here: curling is a fantastic sport, and yes, the Scots are brilliant at it.
Wow,
as well. So there you go. How many stars out of five, Cameron?
I'm going to give it 4 stars. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's good outing.
I'll give it 3 just because I had to do so much digging to find out what curling was about.
Yeah, okay. I've only listened to 3 episodes, so I don't know if I can listen to... Can I give it a... You know, maybe it's unfair if I give it a rating, is it?
I think you've got a good gist of it because it doesn't really...
I probably would have been given it like a 3.5 maybe.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I mean, I didn't love it, but I'd absolutely recommend it to people.
Yeah.
I thought it was an easy listen. And you also, you probably didn't need to know a huge, you know, you could.
Oh, yeah.
You learned some of it.
Just wait till you get to the sweeping summit.
Really?
Man.
Sweeping summit. Oh. I love it. We are talking about Broomgate, a curling scandal. That's our pod squad this week. Sarah Jane Tobin, who's the editor of rollercoaster.ie, and Cameron Hill from our own Off the Ball.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.